Hello and welcome to Real Professional, the podcast where real professionals have really professional conversations about the gaming industry. I'm DreadXP Rock on Tour, Jans Holstrom, joined today by Ted, who is back from Poland and GDC. Say hi, Ted.
I'm finally back. This is the second time we're recording this, so I'm slightly less excited because Jans fucked up recording.
Jans goofed.
We're starting off. This is a fucked up recording that we're redoing. This is the vibe.
I goofed.
Welcome to Real Professional, where really professional conversations are really professional all the time or something.
I goofed. Also joined by, back from GDC, Abby Smith, a.k.a. Scruncho.
Ew.
Second time's the charm. I got a good feeling about this. And our guest today, who I kind of think may have blown out my recording with his very loud initial intro, it is content creator Jacob Forster.
Hello, hello. Should I do it again?
Jacob, you're doing it. You have to.
No.
All right.
All right, I'm watching OBS right now. If it crashes, I'm going to fight you.
It's me completely. What is going on, everybody? My name's Jacob Forster.
There we go.
Perfect. Did it
crash? Okay.
Did it crash? Second.
I get to hear it twice
there.
Now.
Okay, it's perfect. There, it's good. Okay, second time's the charm. DJ, drop that sick beat. Okay, so picking up where we're at, I'm sorry, people out there, you're going to miss the Gamer Safety Update. It was a very fun bit about being dehydrated. Please make sure you're drinking water, not G Fuel, not soda, not Mountain Dew, not Gatorade. Drink water while you're gaming for long periods of time, or you will die. That's your Gamer Safety Update. Now, Jacob Forster.
Yes.
We were talking about your work as TikTok's hottest new gaming creator.
I'm on TikTok, I'm on YouTube, I'm creating as much as I can, and just the masses sometimes will eat it up.
He's on billboards, he's on benches, the guy's everywhere.
Our editor was on my ass about how much I personally talk about TikTok during the podcast. I'm a huge adherent to TikTok. They converted me. Just seeing how well it does for games. Like, do you want to touch on that a little bit, Jacob? Because you have a bigger following than us. Like, you have some really popular TikTok content, and it's really good stuff. Everybody go follow Jacob on TikTok. It's very good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, for TikTok, I jumped on there pretty early on. So I was there kind of during the TikTok is cringe stage where nobody wanted to admit they were actually on the platform. And like a cool opportunity to kind of push into the gaming space within TikTok itself. When I was there, it was mostly just people dancing. So I wanted to be like, all right, you know what? People can love games on any platform. And I'd love to take kind of my full playthroughs, find nice little moments and edit it down for that vertical format, and kind of get it up on there. And that really resonated with a lot of people, kind of started turning into a catalyst for building an audience for myself, not only on TikTok, but eventually over on my YouTube as well. And it's been such a cool thing to see, like, for myself, I play a lot of indie games, a lot of horror games, story-based games, which is not the mainstream popular of like first-person shooters, battle royales that most people are seeing on a lot of these platforms. But it's cool to see that a lot of these videos that are blowing up, in most cases, they're for games that maybe have an audience that didn't exist. Or like maybe these devs... it's their first little indie game, and all of a sudden, 500,000 people just saw a video of me playing that game, and brings a lot more attention to the developers too, which is really cool.
Yeah, I can go on TikTok, and my For You page will be, you know, Call of Duty, like Battle Royale, Warzone games, Fortnite, Call of Duty. So it's nice having creators like you who are highlighting stuff like, what's that game? I'm on Observation Duty.
Yeah, I love that game.
Yeah, like these little small horror games that need the attention. There's something new and interesting that I haven't seen before. So it helps in a way. You are definitely pushing people towards stuff they may not have ever looked at or seen.
Yeah, well, especially because I find a lot of games on the website itch.io, obviously a lot on Steam as well, but a lot of the indie games are from Itch, and people are like, where do you download this? Like, what is this? Like, what is it? What's Itch? And like, I try my best, and I'm sure since you guys have posted on TikTok, if you put something in your description, if you put something in your title, whatever it is, nobody reads it. But like, you have to just reply to people 100% like directly for them to like actually see what's kind of going on. So like, even if I explain the game name, where to find it, like, hey, this is I'm on Observation Duty. You can find it on Steam. I'll still get comments being like, what game is this? Where can I get this? Is it free? Is it, how does it cost money? I always find that kind of silly.
You know, but it's because the attention span is just non-existent on TikTok. Yeah. Like, Jan talks about it all the time. If it's not interesting in the first like 3 to 5 seconds, like the kids move on. The kids act like they got a lot to do when it comes to watching TikTok vids.
Yeah, like if you go to our TikTok page and you look at any of the like whenever I'm featuring one of the games from our company, I put the title of the game right there on the video. And it's like, you know, My Friendly Neighborhood, wish list in bio, simple. And I'll still get comments. They're like, what's the game called? Is this Hello Puppets 2? Is this Bug Snacks? And I even made a TikTok replying to all the comments that say, like, what's this game's name? And I put up the nice animated MFN logo that our fantastic studio artist Cleveland made. And people in the comments were like, what is this for? What is this? And it's like, yeah, you have to kind of just be in the trenches directly responding to people.
It's like a whole nother language. Like, you have to speak TikTokian, maybe, is what I'm getting at here. Like, it's like you do have to correlate with people on like a really strange level that like other platforms don't necessarily have.
Oh, absolutely. It's like a whole subculture comment section just for TikTok. Like right now, the big thing that you see on every TikTok comment is, it's so ridiculous and I hate seeing it because it's just everywhere. It's like, so anyway, here's the recipe for brownies, or just something stupid that like everybody's just mass commenting one thing or another. And that can actually be a real big detriment for creators, because like if they're trying to highlight something or legitimately reply to people answering questions or just like saying thank you for watching, like they get buried by all of these ridiculous comments that are just out of nowhere. It's kind of funny to see sometimes. You just gotta embrace it sometimes, the bizarreness of TikTok.
Go ahead, Abby.
Oh no, you go ahead, Jans.
I was just going to say, today a video went up of Hans Vadi, which is a game coming to DreadX Collection 5 from Roope Tamminen, who is the creator of Lakeview Cabin Collection. Mm-hmm. But the comment, and tell me if any of you speak this language, please get off my For You page. I was bouncing on my boy's Third Amendment, and this almost made me snap that love stick of his. Now, I understand it vaguely. The Third Amendment says that you can't quarter soldiers in homes without the owner's consent. I don't know where that plays into this. I was bouncing on my boy's Third Amendment.
I think, like, I think he means dick.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But
I got from this sentence was penis of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah. But why would you call it a Third Amendment?
So this person, man or woman, was bouncing on a dick and almost broke it. I think they might have meant like appendage, like, you know, like a third leg or something like that.
I think you might be right there. I think you might be right. They just used the wrong word, maybe. Yeah.
We're going to start a new series called Cracking the Codes of TikTok. Cracking the TikTok.
And I'm also curious, because you're constantly playing horror games, do you get those comments where it's like, what happens when you die? Like, our TikTok is full of people asking me what happens whenever you get killed in the game.
Ooh.
And I've just started replying to people, you die in real life.
I mean, first of all, great response. That's a good TikTok response. But no, surprisingly, I don't get people asking that. Usually, if like I'm like in a video where it's like, oh, I'm about to die, quote unquote, die or lose in a spot in a game, or if I do and like I don't show immediately the next part, people just want to see the next part rather than asking more silly questions, I'd say.
Yeah, everything we've posted about MFN or My Friendly Neighborhood, there's usually some of them hundreds, some thousands of comments just asking, what happened when you die? And it's like, I don't know, six-year-olds of TikTok, the screen goes black, like someone comes to your house, I don't know. I need to actually record some of that so I can make that video. It's just weird. We were just talking about it being a different language, and it really is. It's such a weird thing to get into and kind of learn the grooves and the like how everything works on that service. And that's why it's so impressive that you've built such a following, because you've learned to live amongst them.
I think that's the best response, is learning to live amongst the TikTok crowd.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't make them do anything. They make you adjust to how they're doing things, which I think is refreshing compared to a lot of other social platforms.
Yeah, I mean, you have to kind of be like, in a way, it's almost like you have to bounce off of hecklers as a stand-up comedian posting on TikTok. Because sometimes people will post like really ridiculous things, and you have to come up with, in a lot of cases, an equally ridiculous response to people. Otherwise, they're like, oh, this guy's lame, or like, oh, he's taking it too seriously. So it's one of those things where you just kind of have to like really bounce off of people sometimes. Sometimes you just ignore the comments that pop up. But if you see something that's like too ridiculous to make sense, usually that's something that you're like, OK. I got to reply to this in a weird way, too.
Yeah, it's so nice compared to like Twitter, where you'll see actual genuine outrage on a post. But oh, on yeah. TikTok, you just need to get down in it and be just as weird with them.
It's very
all
true.
Right, bottom
very
line true. Is, like, Jacob, you're a cool guy and all. And like, yeah, you make some like OK videos or whatever. But what I'm really interested in knowing is your hats. How many hats do you have?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry I've asked the question.
Well, let's see. Let me turn around in my seat. If any of you have seen my recent setup for my YouTube, I have all of my hats on display behind me. Not all of them.
But some of them. I did see that.
I thought it would be really funny to, because it's essentially part of my quote-unquote brand at this point, is wearing
Jacob
a hat.
Jacob came out of the shoot when he was birthed wearing a hat. Has anyone ever seen your naked head? Have you even seen your naked head?
Well, what's really funny is people always ask, like, I've never seen you without a hat. But what people never realize is if you go to my YouTube.com/composer.
You don't have a hat on.
There's no hat in my main profile picture.
Oh my god. You're right.
And it was like, I took that picture before I actually started making any of the videos, and then all of a sudden I just decided, you know, it's like, you know what? I'm gonna put a hat on. And just kind of see how this goes. A little bit for ease, so I didn't have to mess with my hair every single time I got in front of camera. But I was always like, you know what? I actually kind of like the look of this on camera, and it kind of differentiates a little bit. But to answer your initial question, I have, just from what I can see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I'm looking at 17 hats in my room right now.
That does not include the ones he does not have on display.
So, no, well, that is all the ones on display as well.
Ah, I don't believe you, Jacob Forrester.
I'm looking at hatless Jacob Forrester, and it's weird that he has like a human face on top of his head. Does it whisper secrets to you while you try to sleep?
Sometimes. Honestly, that's why I got to keep the hat on.
It's like Voldemort, you know, like from Harry Potter, how he's got that face on his head.
Yeah.
In the first Harry Potter?
Yeah. Exactly.
We're just over here. We're breaking down Jacob Forrester's wardrobe. I think you and I have the same coat as well, like the Sherpa-lined Levi coat.
Oh, I love that thing. That's such a comfy coat.
I'm actually wearing mine right now because I was outside earlier and it's cold today.
Ooh.
How bad would that break your heart if Jacob wasn't wearing his? Like, you guys could have been that thing. But are you? Jacob, are you wearing yours?
Sadly, it's springtime in Southern California, so there's no need for that thick of a coat right now. But I am wearing my other Levi's denim jacket, the green one.
Better than nothing.
Yeah, better than nothing. Better than nothing.
Real Professional, brought to you by Levi's. Quality you can trust. So you play a lot of horror games, of course. Have you ever tried to make a game?
That is a wonderful, wonderful question. Way back in the day, I wanted to make games, like when I was a kid. And I remember I had my parents' like really crappy computer, and they helped me download, I think it was C++, to try to make a game from scratch. And I didn't understand that at all. So I quickly gave up. But more recently, I have been messing around in mostly Unreal Engine 5, I think. I have Unity downloaded as well, but I've actually really wanted to try to make a game because I've got some fun ideas for stuff that I'd like to just mess around with.
I appreciate that. Like, it's a big step to go from ideas guy to doing stuff guy in like game development. I mean, there's definitely a place for ideas guys. They're the financiers and producers, social media managers.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And things like that, like ideas guys. But there are a lot of ideas guys whose only idea is I have a cool idea for a game and then nothing beyond that. Like, yeah, it takes effort to go beyond that stage.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's such a skill, like, to learn how to actually kind of get things working. I don't know what all the proper names are for the actual programs and how to do it, but in like Unreal, it's like making the blueprints to make functions work in the games, connecting levels, connecting sections, and the complexities of game making is immense. And I think that really gives me an extra appreciation for especially what a lot of these indie devs are doing with kind of what these games are and like what they're creating. It takes a lot of time, takes a lot of effort and a lot of skill learned to kind of create all of this.
For sure. It's a whole nother language. I mean, it's insane. It's frustrating. It takes patience, and it's especially starting off, it's something that takes a lot of effort with very, very little reward and honestly, like a lot of slander. You know, there's a lot of people that don't know what it takes to make a game, and they're so quickly to judge someone despite where they're at in the development process or how long they've been learning. And so like having positive people that don't just shit on games because they make YouTube videos and they think that they can, you know, have a genuine opinion on what it's like to make a game. Like, you know, it's definitely something, it's a big pet peeve of mine in the gaming industry in general. And like when you consider like content creators, is how easy it is to leave a bad review or say this game is bad, but it's like, do you
oh
really...
my God, Abby, it was one time.
Oh my, you know what, Jans, I'm not even talking about you right now.
It's one time.
No, I mean, I completely agree. It's, and even as a creator myself, when I'm playing some of these indie games, sometimes like games are just so silly. Like sometimes I get like worked up in some ways, and I have to check myself because I know that I have some amount of influence And I know that a lot of these games that I'm playing, it's someone's very first project, and yep. they may not expect somebody that has a couple hundred, couple thousand, maybe hundreds of thousands of views watching it, playing their game. And they may have just put it out into the ether to just get feedback and not yeah. expect somebody to just play it and rip them apart. So I would never hope that I would ever get to a chance or get to a point where I'm just absolutely destroying these indie devs' lives with my scathing reviews, which hasn't happened yet. But
oh my God, Jacob, it was one time.
Yeah, Jacob, come on, it was one time. But I mean, you can. It takes, you know, it takes like one bad review to turn someone who's just trying to get into something away from something. And I know people are like, well, if it only takes one bad review, then you shouldn't do it. It's like, well, no. Like, honestly, someone's first project, like, if you have to come out here with your sword and shield and say, this was wrong and this was bad, the game's bad, it's like, you know, consider things. And, like, there's the other argument as well. It's like, okay, well, there's a difference between, like, paying for indie horror games and then, like, just getting them free off of itch. Yeah, but, like... Yeah. And then people complain about paying money, which, like, I will admit, there are definitely games out there, especially in the indie horror community, that are not worth the money. In the grand scheme of the actual game itself, what you are supporting is an indie developer that is trying to get better, for the most part, that they're trying to better themselves, and they're trying to invest in becoming better. So when you buy, like, a $3 or $5 indie horror game, even if it wasn't worth the money in your eyes, like, think about it like you're supporting a more long-term, like, education to be a better game developer. You know, and you know, my thing is, like, a lot of these people are the same people that are like, ah, AAA games are so boring, why can't we have more, like, cool games? It's like, because you're shitting on all the people that could give you a future for, like, really cool things later in life. So, like, just bottom line, support the devs. Come on now.
Oh my God, Abby, it was one time.
Oh my God.
Have we ever told the story on the podcast about how I forced you into a deep depression and then you came back even stronger?
Abby told that story to every single dev we met at GDC.
That's fucked up.
I told it to one dev who was like getting into indie horror. But sure. It's okay. Sometimes Ted mixes things up. But yeah, we have said it on the podcast before. It's okay. It's not like I want to revisit it, guys. Like, if it's helpful to share, then I'll share it. But hey, honey, no, I'm not trying to revisit it.
I appreciate, Jacob, your reverence towards these indie horror games. It's not a line. It's not a path that I walked perfectly in the past. Before I came on at Dread XP, I ran Horror You Haven't Played, which is a horror curator, mini reviews and things like that. And I would occasionally drop a bad review, and then I go back and look at them now, you know, because at Dread XP, the mantra is positively spooky. We are a group of people, if we don't have anything good to say about a game, we don't. We want to uplift these creators. We want to be putting our best foot forward. We want to keep it positive. And that has actually made me enjoy games a lot more, like, coming at them from the angle of, you know, what's good about this. Because a lot of reviewers go in, a lot of content creators go in going, what can I make fun of? What can I point out that's wrong? And that's just the mindset. But if you go in thinking, you know, what's cool about this? What's good about this? You end up having a better time with games that previously you might not have found anything to like in. So it's been a complete sea change for me, just being endlessly positive. And I'm not saying I don't play bad games anymore. I still come across games that I'm like, oh, this is not great. But I don't broadcast it anymore like I used to. I just keep it chill. Just over here vibing.
Got to keep those vibes.
Yeah, so to hear you talk about it, it's like, okay, yeah, Jacob Forster has the right mindset going in. Because I've watched you play things. I'm subscribed to you on YouTube, of course, and on your TikTok. And, you know, I've got the T-shirt. I've got the hat. I've got the cardboard cutout in the corner of my room, my Jacob Forster cutout.
Life size?
Yeah, life size. Yeah, yeah.
I have the toilet seat cover.
Oh.
Toilet seat cover. And then in the rug that goes in your bathroom. That's really gross.
Yeah, I bought the Jacob Forster urinal cakes. I don't even have a urinal in my house, but I was like, one day whenever I do, these Jacob Forster urinal cakes are going to be litty. But yeah, I watch you play something. Product. And something that would normally set off one of these reviewers to go on like a big long rant, you just have that big fucking goofy guffaw that you do that's just like so contagious. You can't help but smile. Jacob Forster has like the best like guffaw laugh about
it's
things.
True.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it's like that just entertained by everything laugh. And it makes you very entertaining to watch because it's like you can't get frustrated about it. It's just vibing. It's Jacob Forster, just vibing. That's your, there's your log line. There's your tagline right there.
Yeah, that's the slogan right there.
Just vibing.
And you too can just vibe with Jacob Forster and his new toilet seat brand. his covers and his bathroom rugs and urinal
and
cakes.
And urinal cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually you can get the urinal cake like carrier case. For like if you're like Jans and you don't have a urinal in your house, you could just pop that baby in there and then just like whenever you go out to a public restaurant, you're like, hang on, I need to grab my urinal cake carrier, so you can just throw it in there and then you don't have to share it with other people. You know what I mean? Like
so in this bit, Abby, you're fishing the urinal cake back out of the public urinal once you're done with it.
Yeah, just
and
just
putting it back
it
in the case.
Yeah, put it back in the carrier case, of course, because you don't want other people using your own personal Jacob Forster urinal cake. I mean, come on.
I'm just
saying, I pay good money for that shit.
So on top of the urinal cake and the carrying case, if you pay $29.99 right now, you can also get the urinal cake fishing stick. So you can pull it out of those public places, put it right
back
in the
head. Well, that's no fun. We'd rather use our hands at DreadX.
Oh, okay.
I like to imagine, like, I'm washing my hands in the bathroom, and I forget for a second. Some guy, like, saddles up to the urinal. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. No. Just, like, push him out of the way, like, reaching into the, like, fishing in it. Just openly weeping, trying to get the Jacob Forster urinal cake out of there before someone else can pee on it.
It's mine. Get your own.
It's like, I'll give you a referral code. Just get the fuck out of here.
It's just vibing, okay? It's just vibing. 20% off online.
Jacob, would you consider yourself a clean creator? Because I almost never hear you curse.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never cursed in any of my videos. I just don't personally curse. I don't know just how my parents kind of brought me up. It's not like a conscious choice that I decided to do for my content. That's just kind of my language, I guess.
Or lack of language, perhaps.
Follow up. Have we considered that Jacob Forster is one of the reincarnations of the Buddha?
I think so.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think that could be fitting.
Just vibing, doesn't curse, just living this virtuous life.
He's hiding all that knowledge under those hats.
It's all under the hats. The hats are the secret.
Giving away free urinal cakes at the orphanages. Just really just out here doing it.
Well, if you want a really funny kind of note, I had a comment on, I was playing Resident Evil Village, and I think it was on my very first episode. And somebody commented like, oh my gosh, Jacob cursed, and put a timestamp. And I was like, no, I didn't. What is this? And I went to it and I like started saying a word, stopped, and then immediately said a different word. So it full on sounded like I just randomly dropped the F-bomb in one of my videos, which is super shocking when you watch the rest of my stuff and there's no cursing. And I started busting up because I didn't realize like it sounded very close, like it wasn't the case, but it sounded like I just said the F word and it was just really, really funny. But yeah, it's a little weird that like people put that focus on there, because it's like, for me, it's like, it's just not something that it's a natural thing. I just don't say curse words.
Just hop on Twitter and just post haters waiting for me to fall off. Like,
This vibe waits for no one.
Imagine being so wholesome that people are trying to catch you out for a swear word. Like, oh,
that's just the climate these days. It's bad. Yeah.
If you put it in a spectrogram, it spells out a curse word. That's the secret of Jacob Forrester.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine?
No, like, I appreciate the positivity. We've talked about this a lot on the podcast about how in a lot of circles, in a lot of social spaces, the overwhelming attitude is just negative about everything.
Yeah.
So it's just nice to see somebody that's just vibing, just happy to be there.
Yeah, it's a...
Almost did a curse in Resident Evil Village, but didn't.
Yeah, it's a great thing to look at and kind of be a positive nature, especially in a kind of moment in time that all of us are living in, where there's kind of a lot to kind of look around about, and things that aren't so great. Whether it's there's just so many things that have been happening over the past few years, and it's just nice to be someone that can hopefully take focus away from negative and bring a little bit of positivity, even if it's just for a minute or for a 20-minute video. It's helpful for me, and I know other people have found it nice to kind of consume that kind of content at these kind of moments in time.
Can we pull like a Rick and Morty and like get the positivity out of your head and put it on a thin wafer cookie?
Just so people can go and just
eat it and they can feel positive for a minute. Like, we've captured that feeling and we put it into every single one of our Jacob Forrester wafer cookies. Like, I want to do that.
If only. You have to take the hat off of me first, which is very difficult to do.
That's the only time that Jacob Forrester will curse. If you grab his hat, like at PAX, if you take his hat off, that's where he keeps all the fucks under there.
I just immediately drop every just expletive.
If you pull the hat off, all the curse words fall out.
It's just all balled up in there, and as soon as you take it off, I just start ranting, going off, hating on everybody. It's the power. It's the powers of the hat.
Yeah, we all just need to wear hats. If we feel like raging, just put a hat on.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm also a hat guy. At PAX, you will see me with my cowboy hat because I'm also a country guy. But I have a lot of just regular old hats. But it's kind of a utility thing because I'm a fisherman here and there. And during the spring and summer, you got to have a hat. You're going to get sunburned. So I like to go to thrift stores and buy hats. So I have tons of just weird hats everywhere.
Yeah. No, I love that. I love finding weird, like more weird hats. Sadly, I haven't been to a good thrift store in my area in a while. They've been kind of not great recently, but occasionally I'll pick up just a real goofy, ridiculous hat. It's always a fun time.
One of my goals in life now is to just find the weirdest hat ever and send it to you, Jacob, so you can really understand what it's like to take your hat game to the next level.
We really should talk with our merch person about a Dread XP hat.
I would buy that immediately.
See, we already got a model for our merch line lined up.
I'll be free product placement for Dread XP if I get it on a hat. Absolutely.
For sure. I'm going to send a message after this podcast and be like, hey, can we like get a hat? Do they do hats?
Yeah, we need it in time before the fifth collection comes out so Jacob can wear his Dread XP hat every time he plays a game.
The entire collection. I'll be like,
hey,
yeah.
For
yeah.
quality assurance, let's get a hat made and send it to the hat guy, Jacob Forrester.
You think we're joking, but we're actually going to
no,
do it.
No, this is something that I'm going like, to
once
send
we
a message
say we're
about.
Gonna do something,
I know this
we're
is 100%. Well, what's interesting is I actually tried, in a lot of cases, I try to coordinate my hats with the games that I'm playing. So like right now I'm playing through Kirby and the Forgotten Land, which it's incredible. I love that game. It's so fun. But I have a lot of hats that have like pinkish hues to them. And I've been wearing all the pinkish hats while playing Kirby. If I'm playing a horror game, I'll usually wear my hat with like a ghost on it or the one with the coffin on it. So I like to That's kind of commitment. Theme stuff up.
Now I'm going to specifically look at what hat you're wearing and see if it matches up with the game that you're playing. And if
it's not every time, it's not every time, but sometimes I try to do it and it's just a fun time when I do that.
I'm hopping on TikTok right now to find your latest video. And if your hat doesn't match, I'm going to comment hat. Yeah. Doesn't
see,
match
see look, you're creating monsters. Like we're giving people shit for like trying to like clip your curse words. But we're like, as soon as you wear the wrong hat, like, oh, that pink hat does not match with Resident Evil, Jacob. We're just going to comment and clip it and make a big deal out of it.
Well, you're going to have a good time with that last uploaded video because I'm wearing a pink hat playing Kirby, and I have two squishy Kirbys actually shoved between my headphone and my hat.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw that video earlier today where you're doing a mouthful mode on, like, the rolling cylinder.
Yeah,
That's right. Wild. I watched Jacob Forster on TikTok. I'm not lying.
You'll slip up eventually.
Eventually.
We're waiting Most for the day. Well. Yeah.
It's going to be the most shocking thing, though. Like, I'll go like 8 years without ever cursing or doing something weird with my hats. And then one day I'm going to come into a video, no hat, be not myself, and just drop the biggest F-bomb. And people are going to be, it's going to be trending on Twitter. That's what it's
going to happen. And then you're going to have to do an apology video where you wear a hat that the hat just says sorry.
Instead of a hello, it's going to be like a hello, and people are just going to fucking lose their mind.
I love that.
One of these days, you know what? I'm just going to get someone that sounds like Jacob and like
deepfake.
Yeah, like edit their voice over what you're saying to make it seem like you're actually saying it.
Post on Twitter like Jacob Forster recites the entirety of Dr. Dre's The Chronic.
Jacob Forster gone wild.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
Jans and I are incredibly committed to these kinds of things. So be careful. Like another guest we had on this podcast, we were trying to find out where they live. And
like exact address.
Yes, because we wanted to have a sneak peek at something that is super top secret. Mm-hmm. And so we were trying to figure out where they live so we could take a peek in their window. You know, we're persistent. Watch out, Jacob. Watch out.
I'll keep my eyes out. I also got this sweet, sweet audio evidence, though. And if I need some backup in the future.
Do you, though? Do you really have it?
No, I didn't hit record.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
You caught me. You caught me in a lie.
I sure did. So you're bad at cursing and you're bad at lying.
Occasionally, yeah.
We figured it out, folks. Figured it out.
Keeping all the curses and lies under his hat.
Yep.
So you are going to be at PAX this year, right?
Yes, I got to buy my ticket still for the flight and the hotel, which is not going to be fun.
We're so going to hang out.
I'm excited to meet you all in person. It's going to be real cool.
Yeah, definitely come check out the Dread XP situation at PAX. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Just don't get stepped on by Jans. I'm kind of worried that he's going to accidentally step on people at PAX and like we're going to have a lawsuit on our hands. So.
I'm just sad that with the cowboy hat and the boots, I'm going to be like an easy 6'9", so I'm not going to be able to hide from Abby or Ted. Like, they're going to see me in the crowd. Like, they're going to see my head just bobbing through the crowd.
He's gonna sneak off to eat a wiener at the food stand, and like we're gonna be like, we know where Jans is.
Jans is sneaking off to eat wiener.
Yep.
That's actually the title of my autobiography.
Off to eat wiener.
No, I think it's gonna be really fun. I've never done like a big video game convention, so that should be interesting times.
If he doesn't have a panic attack on the plane, he hasn't been on a plane before. Jacob, so we got to make sure he gets to PAX.
Oh no!
Every time we get to talking about this stuff, like it becomes more and more apparent that I am like living in the middle of Oklahoma, and have never like I drive places.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, but this time it's like, I am not driving to Boston from Oklahoma. And it's like, I'll just take a plane. And it's like, I've never been on a plane. That sounds bad. And then I'm like, I just have to do it. But it seems like at 32 years old, I've missed out on a lot of things I should have done by now. Or at least that's how Abby makes me feel. So I'm like, yeah, no. If I don't die on the plane right over, I'll see everyone at PAX and it'll be dope. And you can't miss me because I am like a planes giant. Like I'd be some type of Elden Ring boss.
So you're a tall man.
Like I am a tall, large man. I am 6'6", about, I don't know, I hadn't weighed myself lately, probably around 350, 360. Like, okay. I am a plains giant. I've got a big beard. I've got a lot of hair. Like, yeah, I'm an Elden Ring, like, mini boss. Not a full boss. Like, you don't get the, you get the health bar, but I don't have my own arena. Like, that kind of Elden Ring boss.
He's essentially going to show up at PAX like he's a Titan from Attack on Titan outside the wall. And people are going to, like, scream and run. Yeah, like, oh, no, they've broken through.
Once I put on the boots and the cowboy hat, I've got to be approaching, like, 6'9", 6'10".
That's amazing. Well, at least I won't have any troubles finding PAX people. Just look out for the tallest man in the crowd.
Look out for a black gambler-style cowboy hat and a plaid shirt, and that's me. That's, you can't miss it.
My goal is to just hide behind Jans when I want to hide. Like, it's great having someone like Jans around because I'm just gonna hide behind him.
Just you, Ash, Sam, Cleveland, Ted, just all get behind me in like a line, and we can do a thing. Whenever people walk up to the booth, you can all pop out from behind me and be like, actually, games.
the Dread XP centipede.
We are approaching the end of our hour, and I know that there's meetings to be had still today. Mm-hmm. Ted, I'm sorry you didn't get a lot in this podcast.
Yeah, you don't have to apologize. I'm here. I'm good. I'm just listening.
He's
you
just
vibing. Fit it all in right now.
Yeah.
Talk as much as you can, Ted.
Ted, get in 15 minutes.
What's
get
your
in.
Favorite game of ours, Jacob?
Oh. Ooh. That's a tough one. I honestly I'm really, 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 really excited for My Friendly Neighborhood. I know that's not a full game that I've played, but that one is like such a cool, lovely experience.
I didn't write that one, so you can fuck off. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Damn.
The correct answer for everybody out there, if Ted asks you like your favorite DreadX game, you tell him two, like collection two or three or one even.
I wrote all of the collections.
Exactly. Yeah, I like three the most, but that's just a personal preference.
I'm happy that you're going to be able to see our booth at PAX, Jacob, because I think that that'll be pretty dope for like most people to see it. Like, I know it's like really boring podcast material to be like, come check out our booth, but like I'm really excited to like kind of go all out on it. So,
I was talking to Jacob during sound check and everything about how like he definitely just swing by the booth because there's definitely going to be some surprises. Like, it's a place to be at PAX. It's the place to be.
I'm gonna see how stoned I can get before people notice. So that'll be fun. Try to hit me in the morning. You should come in the morning and then at night and be like, and then just compare and contrast. It's a lot of fun. Abby actually takes all my weed from me. And she's like, no, Ted, not before five. But I'm like, but mom, I know. That's what I just said.
But Massachusetts is a recreational state. So if you're over 21 with a valid ID, we'll see you at PAX.
Is Boston in Massachusetts? I've never figured that one out.
Yes, Boston is in Massachusetts. Yes. Okay. It's the capital, I believe.
That makes sense. Is that the one that they did the Fallout game in?
Yes, Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm actually planning out all of my activities in Boston based on the Fallout 4 map.
Gotta follow the Freedom Road.
Yeah there's Freedom a... Road.
You know, that's a real thing. The red line in Boston's a real thing. Yeah.
There's a ghoul den that I want to check out while I'm in Boston. I think there's a rare named weapon hidden in Paul Revere's grave, so I got to get at that. And
I can imagine you're just like carrying a box to like get our merch into the convention center, and all of a sudden a Deathclaw flies out of nowhere and you're like, oh, motherfucker, but it's a Fallout 4 Deathclaw, so you're just fine.
Just get my ship pushed in by like a group of ghouls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's way more dangerous.
So
I like the Fallout 4 ghouls, the one that kind of like are like more zombie-like. Those are fun.
Yeah, I dig them with their weird faces.
Yeah, they like roll and stuff when you shoot them. Yeah.
But Jacob Forrester, where can we find you on the internet at large?
Thank you for asking. Well, you all can find me on youtube.com/Jacob Forrester. If you just type in Jacob Forrester, JACOBFORSTER into YouTube search bar, it'll probably pull me up if you can't remember that. Otherwise, go to jacobforrester.tv, and that's where you'll find all of my socials, including my TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. I've got a Discord if people want to check that out. A bunch of other cool stuff.
Nice. And Abby, where can we find you on the internet at large?
You can find me at on Twitter at scruncho.speak, on Instagram at scruncho.speakeasy, and on TikTok at speakeasy.
And Ted, where can we find you now that you're no longer in Poland?
I'm at dreadhenshi on Twitter, but I don't tweet. So follow me there if you want to give me moral support. Otherwise, just at dreadxp. _
And you can find me on Twitter at dreadxp_ or at my personal account at horrorplayed. We're on TikTok, dreadxp games, Instagram, dreadxp games, Facebook, dreadxp. And just a quick announcement, you listening right now, you can go to dreadxp.com and go to our store where you can find posters for all of our titles for the most part. And there's also, what else? We got posters and t-shirts. We got t-shirts from Sucker for Love. And there is a real professional t-shirt you can get now to commemorate your love of me, Abby, and Ted, and our guest, whose name is just guest on the t-shirt, because it's too many. We didn't have enough letters to put every guest's name on the t-shirt or room. So yeah, you can now buy merch to show your love of our products. So Jacob Forrester,
please buy our merch.
Yeah, please buy our merch. Go buy you a real professional shirt.
Buy their merch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Buy a real professional shirt. It's a cool shirt. I designed it in conjunction with two artists, but they didn't do any of the work. It was all me. Surely the trained artist didn't do as much work as I did on that shirt design. But Jacob Forrester, play us out.
Well, thank you all so much for having me onto this lovely, lovely podcast. I hope everybody listening at home has a wonderful and amazing time. Go support your local indie dev, indie publisher. Mm. Go play some amazing games. And that's all for me.
Jacob, your speech is really great and all, but like we were hoping for some like music.
Yeah, I said actually. Play us out, you know. Oh. Throwing that out there.
Jacob Forrester, play us out.